Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Peace out.
Yesterday, and don't worry about tomorrow. Let's take care of today. It's the Today Show. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. How's that?
We're way better than the Today Show.
Yes, we are way better than the Today Show.
Yeah.
Personality, charm and personality, warmth and personality, and we look at the issues of the day in a way which gives people more to think about. For example, the NSA. Can we say that together? The NSA.
The NSA.
The National Security Agency, according to the administration, is going to soon stop examining and will ultimately destroy all of the calling records as collected under the program that was leaked by that former bad guy, Edward Snowden.
Mr. Snowden, I presume.
Yes, Mr. Snowden did us all a big favor.
I need to work on my accent.
Yeah, right.
Just throwing that out there.
Maybe need another cup of coffee.
Maybe.
888-302-3684. Who still holds that Edward Snowden is a bad guy or was a bad guy? You always thought he was a bad guy, Kenny. Right?
Yeah, I still do.
Still do. Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you think Snowden's a bad guy or a good guy?
Double-edged. Okay, so here's the thing with him.
Okay.
I actually think that we need whistleblowers, so I'm okay. I think a lot of what he brought attention to needed attention. The only thing I don't like is that some of the stuff he said put our troops in harm's way, and that was kind of a bummer years ago. Hey, are you driving a train all of a sudden? What's happening?
This is blowing away.
Like there's a smoke engine coming my way. I gotta go.
I was blowing the whistle, as it were. Not to make light of it too much.
I'm like if you and Ken had babies. I don't think he's a hero, but I don't think he's a total heel either.
Ken and I had babies.
Yeah.
That's an interesting reality. So, anyway, who thinks, in terms of how we have these discussions, both on the air and off the air, with people who have important thoughts, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Jen, if fur, or Ken at DougSteffen.com, whether Mr. Snowden is the issue or isn't the issue, was the issue or wasn't the issue, Congress passed a law that ended the bulk collection of American calling records. Now, there's a transition period. It's supposed to be, I think, 6 months in here. Now, the plan is they will make sure this is in 6 months what the law has required. The records on you go back 5 years. Did you know that?
I did not.
5 years. The program actually began right after September 11th, and they've had hiccups and starts. Most of the records have been, since that time, purged every 5 years. But you didn't even know they were collecting all this phone metadata until Snowden told the story. And look at all the good changes, again, whether you think Snowden is a heel or a cur or not. In my mind, I don't really give a damn about Snowden, other than the fact that he did us a service by letting us know how corrupt and illegal the government operations were in this particular area. That is corrupt and illegal. That's why they are changing it, because it is corrupt and illegal.
Well, I think he also helped us with the idea that there is no great party in Washington right now, that they're all government people and that they're all trying to...
Right. The party is the government.
Us, sadly.
Yeah. That's a very, very interesting observation, Jennifer.
Well, thank you.
The party is the government, and they're all trying to stick it to us. Doesn't make any difference whether they're Republicans or Democrats or heathens or religionists. Makes no difference. They are all the same. and they all want to stick it to the man. That's you, me, Jennifer, stick it to the woman, stick it to the person. So this is, in my mind, it is, maybe it's not really news because it's part of the bill that was passed last month, but still, I think it's good to keep our mind on it, keep their nose to the stone, as it were, ears to the ground, all that sort of thing. So, but what they say, the reason they want to keep some of the information, even though the civil liberties people say you can't, shouldn't, they are worried about the, in the event of an attack, what could happen to these records. I want to know about hacking. I didn't even think about this before, Kenny. With all the hacking that has gone on, there were 21 million records of various government files, employees, et cetera, or contractors, you name it, whoever's connected to the government, that got hacked. So what keeps this stuff from getting hacked? And then
nothing. I mean, taxpayer information was hacked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what, yeah. So it keeps this from being hacked. They'll tell you that this is dangerous because there's a potential reduction in capability. And if we're in a difficult situation, if we need intelligence, if we need secrecy, there's a lot of pressure on to hide many of this stuff, many of these things. You know what? They all say lots of things to keep their own little corner of the world seem important, right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It's a crock.
And, you know, the bottom line on all this is, how are we going to know if they really purge anything?
That's a good question. There's all this hoopla about it. Trust but verify. Wasn't that what Reagan said?
Yes.
Trust but verify. Okay, well, that's enough on that, I think. I think we've done a service to the country already. We should be way ahead of everybody else who's doing something this morning because we've made your life better. We've relaxed you. We've contributed to the well-being not only of your mind, but your body. Right? Because when you're not worried, your body's in better shape. You got the, you following my thought there?
I am.
My thought.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Thoughts are things. 14 past the hour. I think it's time for a few commercials. That's what I'm thinking.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
PIC knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourWrite.com. That's BICFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler and I are working our way through some of the things that people are talking about. The two boys who went out for a little ride in their boat.
Three-hour tour
of Jacksonville and not wherever it went with the Gulligan's Island. Gulligan? How about Gilligan?
Gilligan.
Him too. So the boys' family is offering $100,000 for information that would lead to their rescue. I'm thinking they better look for some of the sharks off
the
coast.
Sharks don't speak American.
No, shouldn't make light of this.
We should not be laughing at this, Doug. Yeah. This is horrible.
Jennifer said off the air, she heard a loud belch from some of these sharks. 60 miles. What a stupid thing.
This
you know
is
what?
Not okay.
No,
not
but you
okay
know
to
what?
Laugh at, just
this
writing
is,
it down.
This is stupid. Why would you go 60 miles out into the ocean in a rowboat?
You're a dumb kid.
Exactly. Now, that doesn't mean they deserve to get eaten by sharks. But how much money? Jennifer's not sure. She's still wondering about that.
Maybe we should talk.
And also because
important.
they're kids, they could not have intended to go out that far.
No, that's right.
Might
they
have
probably got
lost.
Carry
plan.
Them away, right? Yeah. So where are the parents here? I'm going to go around this in a little different way than perhaps most. If you're a good parent, do you let your kids, how old are these two kids, Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos, 13, 14 years old? Is that right? Somewhere in that vicinity, it seems to me.
Absolutely. Is the question, do I let them go out in a rowboat into the ocean? Absolutely not.
No.
No. And
no.
I don't care how good of a boating person I think I am, because we know what the story's going to be. Well, they were brought up around boats and they knew how to do it. No. Mm-hmm. No.
You don't know what the currents are. You don't know what's out there.
The ocean.
Currents are changing.
One thing
that's
that
what
my dad
hits the hits the east coast there.
Yes,
south
he said,
there.
Never turn your back on the ocean. He still screams at me today. I'm 37 years old, and we're in Hawaii doing a broadcast, and we'll get like 2 hours to go to the beach one day, and I'll go out there, and I'll be standing there having a great time. Kid, don't ever turn your back on the ocean. I mean, he still today will remind me of that, because the ocean is powerful, and it doesn't care who you are, how old you are, or what you know. It's still Mother Nature.
On the farm, we say, don't turn your back on a bull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of bulls, did you hear about the Yutz who was taking a selfie with a bull before he got gored?
The Yutz?
I don't know. Is that still a terminology that we use?
It was Frank, not the Yutz. Yeah. There are these sorts of things all the time, Jennifer, that go on. People just don't understand.
A selfie with a bull.
Yeah.
And then I heard somebody else who had a selfie with the rattlesnake. $150,000 hospital bill after he got bit.
Smart, huh? Yeah. Very smart. So then, let's. This is something I'm trying to figure out. Maybe you can help me. This is mystifying. That somebody could die this way. A mother at a mall died over the weekend when a panel on the escalator she was on collapsed under her feet.
That's crazy.
She fell into the gap, but not before pushing her young son to safety. Her body was found inside the escalator a couple of hours later.
Did it get chopped or what?
I don't know.
Horrible.
It is horrible. So why am I talking about that? I just find it interesting. There's so many things going on in China today. The stock implosion is getting serious, costing U.S. investors some serious money. The Chinese have lost about $40 billion on paper in the last month. A lot of people invested in Alibaba. Remember when that went public earlier this year?
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be the highest net worth company to come out of the gate. It was as valuable when it started as Walmart and Amazon. It's now only worth $206 billion. Really? I think I don't be worrying too much. I don't think I'd be losing much sleep about that one. But anyway, a lot of people want to tell you the world is coming to an end because the Chinese stock market's in trouble. Forget that. 21 after on Good Day.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bad language, bad English. Which is worse, using bad language or foul language? Wouldn't that be a good conversation to have? Ain't is bad language, and foul language is stuff
something else we can't say.
I'd actually think bad language is worse than foul language.
Yeah.
But have you heard my mouth?
I think there's a little self-deprecation going on there.
Woo!
25 after the hour, Mariah Carey is getting a star, her star, as it turns out, on the Hollyweird Walk of Fame. The Chamber of Horrors there announced that Ms. Carey is going to get the 2,556th star on August 5th. A banner day. Guest speakers will include directors Lee Daniels and Brett Ratner, as well as the CEO of Epic Records, L.A. Reid, a Carey collaborator.
She's one of the most. Just to tick her off.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice to have that all going on at the same time. Carey is one of the most successful music acts to ever come down the pike. She has 18 number one hits, sold millions of albums, won a number of awards, 5 Grammys, I think. She has a new Las Vegas thing, right? Didn't she?
I think it's already done. I think she was in just for a limited time.
Oh, was she?
And maybe it's going on now, but I don't think it continues.
Well,
is
she
that right,
was.
Ken, do you think?
I'm not sure how long it goes on.
Mm. But she was one of the rare folks who can do the Elton John and Billy Joel can do the same thing. Just make a whole concert out of her number one hits.
Yeah, she stepped in for Celine Dion. She's had a ton of hits.
Yeah, right. She's done well. So congratulations to Mariah Carey getting the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let's go to last night's monologues for a smile or two. First from Jimmy Fallon. And usually it's few and far between with him. And then we'll listen to Myers and Seth Myers. And, of course, the focus has to be once again, guess what? Go ahead, Jennifer.
Donald Trump.
There you go.
For 400, please.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Trump is just, he's still at it. The guy's just amazing. In a speech in Texas, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton easily the worst Secretary of State in the history of our country. When asked what he based it on, Trump said, "I heard me say it just now." So it's got to be true. Meanwhile, our boy Chris Christie attended the Italian-American Heritage Festival Street Fair in Iowa this weekend. The street fair involved two of Christie's favorite pastimes, eating and shutting down traffic. It's just a combo. Chris Christie attended an Italian-American Heritage Festival where vendors served him a lot of Italian food, including bacon-wrapped dates, which was also Christie's prom fantasy in high school. Which is just... The problem is, could I wrap you in bacon?
We are just 2 weeks away from the first Republican debate. Just 2 weeks away, which means we will finally get a chance to hear what Donald Trump thinks. No more playing it coy, Donald.
I have some things to say about Mexicans, but not yet. You'll have to wait for the debate.
Donald Trump said this weekend that he is self-financing his campaign and is not beholden to donors and special interests or other nations or his party or the wealthy or middle class, poor people, citizens, voters, humans, plants, or animals. So he's good. He's his own man.
We haven't heard from Conan O'Brien lately because he's been on vacation. Interesting story that we're carrying today at DougStephan.com about Mr. O'Brien being accused of stealing jokes from Twitter. There's a lawsuit, Kenny, that has been filed against him by a San Diego man. Does it have any merit?
No.
No, you're getting over it. It's a good way to get some notoriety, though, right?
Sure. Yeah, but it's topical jokes that anybody could have found him. It's ridiculous to think Conan was trolling this guy.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, why have so many Republican senators said they oppose the Iran nuclear deal even before they've read it?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. As congressional hearings into the Iran nuclear accord begin, why have so many Republican senators announced already they're against it even before they've read it?
I don't disagree with that. I mean, maybe it's the lawyer in me. I hate to comment on something I haven't read. Given the way that our politics is so polarized today, Mark, I think any Republican who's up for re-election in 2016 is going to have to say no to Obama, no to Obama's deal.
Well, I think Angus King is right. I think it's very irresponsible, I agree with Ron, of people to denounce this before reading it. And I think there's a lot of inflammatory rhetoric thrown around. I think this will go through. And it will go through the same way Obamacare went through without a single Republican vote.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron Christie, veteran of the Bush-Cheney White House.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Conversation here on the Tuesday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, and Kenny Kessler is here, and Dr. Jack Stockwell is here in a matter of moments to bring us up to date on the latest way for you to deal with cholesterol. Is it with drugs? Or is it a more harmonious, natural way? We will find out in a matter of moments. Kenny, the thought of the day comes from Terry Fox. I just wish people would realize that anything is possible if you try. Dreams are made if people try. That's a great thought of the day. I don't know who Terry Fox is.
Terry Fox was a Canadian athlete, a runner, and cancer research activist who lost his leg and continued to run with one leg.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay. Thank you. What a great thought, huh?
Yeah.
I just wish people would realize that anything is possible if you try. Dreams are made if people try. I think that's true of any aspect of your life. Anything that you want to see come true or have happen is here for the asking and or the taking. I think it's just a matter of how you think it through. Thank you very much. So with that, I'm going to ask you the 2020 News Quiz question. All right, everybody ready? You got 5 minutes. It's 25 before the hour. So in 5 minutes, we will get an answer to this question, and the person who wins is going to get a gift, a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Sprays that are so important this time of year. I want you to tell me who Jen Welter is. Jen Welter, W-E-L-T. WHER. Who is Jen Welter? Why are we talking about her? What is there that's going on in her life that will affect the lives of many other people? Women, men, just people in general. Who is she? 888-302-3684 for a sample pack of Cedarside Original Organic Bug Sprays. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Swiss Army has crossed the French border for an unexpected reason. They've invaded Switzerland. I thought Switzerland was neutral. Neutral. But the French invaded with their helicopters because there are cows in Switzerland that have a problem. The operation to scoop up water caught authorities responsible for the lake in the mountain region by surprise. Helicopters startled swimmers and fishermen as well. This is a beautiful place, eastern part of France. What a great, great area this is. Anyway, the deputy mayor of this area said, nobody had any idea the operation would occur. Nobody told them anything. The Swiss reported the country's military asked for permission from the French Air Force, but no local authorities were told what was going on. Bottom line is that there's a drought in this area, and the cows are having a hard time getting enough to drink. So this was a way for the Swiss Army to pump water. They've been pumping water for livestock from their own areas in Switzerland, because this on both sides of the border is a problem. So they used... I didn't think there was any such thing as the Swiss Department of Defense. I thought they didn't have...
I know, because they didn't need one, right?
No, they're a neutral country. Yeah. Why do they have a Department of Defense?
I guess they have to be prepared, you know? They're like the Boy Scouts.
Prepared for what?
Trouble. Prepared,
helping cows that are thirsty.
Yes. Come on.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, the reason other than it's for their health, cows normally drink, I've found, if it's a full... grown Jersey, for example, about 40 gallons of milk, 40 gallons of water a day. An average Jersey will weigh about 900 pounds. Average Holstein, maybe 11 or 1200 pounds. And they will drink 40 to 50 gallons of water a day. And so, and if they're producing the adequate amount of milk for their bodies, it might be 30. I'm just trying to think of my Jerseys, what I got out of them. It wasn't on your 30 quarts, some people probably 50 pounds of milk a day. But in order to get that, they have to drink water. So this area has had a drought.
Otherwise, they just have powdered milk, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Dry milk. How long have there been a problem with droughts there? Do you know? I don't know the...
I know it's been for a while, mm-hmm. and that the French military knew this was going to happen,
yeah.
but apparently nobody told the
locals.
The locals about it, so they were just surprised.
Surprise!
Surprise, the Swiss are attacking.
Surprise! Okay, so what happened with my question, does nobody know who Jen Welter is? Jennifer, do you know who Jen Welter is?
I don't, Dougie, no.
Kenny, you know who she is.
I do.
Okay. So here's the story. It's 20 before the hour, by the way, 40 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. Jen Welter has been added to the staff of the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are a football team.
They sure are.
And so you would say, why would a lady be added to the staff at the Cardinals? By the way, the season's beginning, practice starting, and she was introduced yesterday as the new coaching intern. Is that right? She played football professionally for more than a decade and was an assistant coach in the Indoor Football League. She's not the only woman in the spotlight. Sarah Thomas, the NFL's first full-time female referee, will be suiting up as well. But Jen Welter has been added to the staff as a training camp and preseason coaching intern.
That's
first
cool.
time a woman. I think it's great.
I like it.
Superb. I do too.
A lot of great female athletes out there, and it's always good for
perspective. Okay. So then people are going to say to me, well, you're a hypocrite, Doug, because she's promoting a game that you say is dangerous.
Oh, they would say that. You hate football.
Well, I don't hate it, but I don't like it. I discourage people from playing it. And it's for reasons that Jack Stockwell and I have talked about a great deal. He's a NUCA chiropractor specializing in injuries to the neck. So we're going to talk to him a little about that, and not whether I'm a hypocrite.
Let's do talk about that.
Whether I'm a hypocrite?
Is Doug a hypocrite on the ones? Doug Stephens, good day.
Right. Hypocrisy on the ones on good day. Plus, the way to deal with cholesterol problems, is it drugs? Yes or no? And what is this week's Forbidden Doctor news? We'll find out about that in a matter of moments here. This is Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want an exciting future that blends technology, creativity, and healthcare where you'll help people every day? Orthotics and Prosthetics, O&P, is the evaluation, fabrication, and custom fitting of artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. O&P professionals bring quality of life to those with disabling conditions of the limbs or spine or limb loss. And jobs in O&P are available as soon as you complete your training. Dale Peterson, Technician Program Laboratory Manager.
The folks that graduate from our technician program are going to be fully qualified for a career in orthotics and prosthetics technical work.
O&P is the perfect career for veterans under the GI Bill and anyone looking for an exciting career that changes people's lives.
I'm Michelle Hall, and I'm a certified prosthetist orthotist. On a daily basis, I make a difference in people's lives, and you can too.
Check out opcareers.org to learn more. It's your future, your way. That's opcareers.org for more information. 100% funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. For more information, visit hopecareers.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston nasty. What's Boston?
All right, let's get to work here. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, as we call him, is a noted chiropractor, practices the NUCCA method, N-U-C-C-A, in Salt Lake City. He also has developed, along with his wife, very talented medical researcher, the Forbidden Doctor News, which comes in a podcast every week. Sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you will get not necessarily the medical news of the week, because you can get that anywhere. This is a way of dealing with a medical problem that you won't find anywhere else. What's the focus this week for the hundreds of thousands of people that have signed up so far for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter?
The Forbidden Diabetes Cure.
Forbidden Diabetes Cure. Diabetes.
Usually within 30 to 60 days, over with.
Diabetes is done.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
Diabetes tendency toward it. Is this, there are two stages of diabetes, right? Two kinds
of
diabetes.
Well, there's type 1 that now research is showing that you can grow new beta cells that produce insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Type 1 for a long time was just usually with children who were born with the inability to produce insulin. And then type 2 is what comes on later on after a life of sugar. Remember, they used to call this sugar diabetes.
Yes, they did.
And the sugar industry got a little upset with that because mm-hmm. they didn't want people to stop eating sugar, which, of course, is the number one cause of diabetes.
Yep.
Just burning out the pancreas. which is why we've put out our new enzymes to deal with that.
All right. So there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Forbidden Doctor newsletter, ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the things that when we're talking here about diabetes, you think about the treatments for things. What causes cholesterol? Is it carbohydrates? It's plaque? Where does that come from? There's a whole long story. But in its usual superficial way, the FDA last week announced that it had a new way to treat cholesterol, a drug called Praluent, I believe that's how you pronounce it, which is supposed to, I don't know, but all these drugs that we have around to limit cholesterol. What's the best way in your mind, your experience, been a medical practitioner for decades? What do you tell people who ask you, Dr. Jack, how do I get rid of cholesterol? Or I have, my LDL is too high, which is the bad cholesterol. The HDL, which is good, isn't high enough. What do we do about that?
That's all fantasy to begin with. In order, you know, the idea of trying to stop the liver from providing one of its most important life-saving functions, the production of cholesterol, is just absolute madness.
What's the relationship of cholesterol to plaque?
Well, what happens is that when you have a dietary intake that causes constant inflammation to the bloodstream in the sense of irritating the linings of the blood vessels, mm-hmm. and that kind of a diet is overprocessed carbohydrates and high sugar intake. There are people who may have as much as 3/4 to a pound of sugar a day in their diet and all the hidden sugars they don't know they're consuming. And sugar
right.
causes constant release of insulin, causes the pancreas is to burn out that produces insulin, so you're either getting too much out of control or not enough, but that constant flow of insulin through the bloodstream irritates the walls of the blood vessels, and so your body is in a constant state of trying to repair rather than rebuild the system. And so cholesterol, the body is using cholesterol as a band-aid to lay down on the lesions of the blood vessels that are irritated by this constant presence of insulin. And so it's Mary gives the analogy of the ambulance. Is the ambulance going to the scene of the accident, the bad ambulance, or is the ambulance coming from the scene of the accident to the hospital, the bad ambulance? I mean, it's absolutely nuts. Your body needs LDL, it needs HDL, it needs, and to divide the two is to try to create an idea out there that somehow there's a bad cholesterol, which is utter nonsense. The cholesterol is showing up after the accident. It's like you go to an accident and a car's gas tank rips open and there's gasoline all over the street and somebody said, oh, it must be gasoline that caused this problem. So cholesterol became a problem back in the 80s when they finally had a drug to force the liver to stop making cholesterol.
So is this an example of a solution to a problem that doesn't exist?
Absolutely. Lipitor was the, and may still be, the number one selling drug in the world, not just America. If you go to the website spacedoc.com, that's the website of the cardiologists who take care of America's astronauts. And they think this cholesterol stuff is utter nonsense. The astronauts' cholesterol has to be up to a certain level or they won't let them anywhere near going up to the International Space Station.
Really?
Absolutely.
What's that number?
Oh, it's over 250.
Over 200. Really?
Yeah, it's over 250.
Wow.
And the older you get, the higher your cholesterol needs to be. You have over 50 hormones mm-hmm. involved with your emotional life that have cholesterol as the substrate.
Right. So here's the, you just said something you said a lot of things that were important, but in terms of cholesterol and diabetes and sugar and the things that come from carbs, bread, pies,
yes,
cakes,
yes,
cookies,
yeah,
anything sugar, candy, that kind of stuff. Those things, and there was a story I saw last week about high soda intake and how that boosts the risk for diabetes. These are all duh things, and they'd be more duh if we had a health course, health education in our public schools so that youngsters would actually, people going through school, would actually understand how their bodies work. How does food get, you're right, nutrition,
yes.
How does food get converted from the state it's in when you put it in your mouth to what it does when it's in your body?
Oh, you couldn't have said something more apropos today. Look at the explosive overweight problem that we have with just grade school kids.
Yeah.
And there's one in three Americans now that are considered not overweight, but obese.
Mm.
And it's this sugar stuff and the power of the sugar industry to cause the problem and the power of the pharmaceutical industry to sell you a cure for a manufactured problem is so overwhelming that it takes some real individual effort to find out the truth.
The truth is that it's a great way for a lot of people to make a lot of money. Stock in the drug companies that are selling this stuff goes higher every day because the problem is worse everywhere. Feeding people garbage, stock in those companies go up, and then there's a pill or some kind of drug to fix the problem created by what they fed you in the first place.
Well, our latest podcast on the forbidden diabetes cure goes into this very thing you're talking about.
Dr. Jack on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Greg Stebbin, not Gregory, as we learned yesterday. The big news yesterday was his name is not Gregory. That was the
big.
That was the big news yesterday. Today's big news focuses on yesterday's big news too. The Microsoft Windows 10. Matter of fact, our poll at DougSteffen.com focuses on Windows 10 launching tomorrow, and our question is: are you going to get it? You may be going to get it one way or another. You'll get it. Get it? A, yes, I've already ordered it. B, probably in the next couple of weeks. C, I'm waiting to hear reviews first. D, I doubt it. E, no, I have a Mac. All right, so fill out the poll if you would like. 1,000 people do it every day, and we'll get into that big event, the launch of Microsoft Windows 10 with Greg Stebbin in a matter of moments right here on Good Day.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead. Call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98, That's just $1.66 per pound. And six packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serve four for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-pack count is 1, ends 8-1.
All right, so Greg Seven, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here with the da-da-da-da-da-da-la-la-la-la-la-la. So before tomorrow's Microsoft 10 launch, what questions are people thinking about the Windows 10 will be required on everything that you have? I mean, isn't that sort of, I'm looking at all the stuff that I have. I'm not going to use Windows 10. I won't. I refuse to do anymore. I'm serious. I'm not doing this anymore. I'll do Windows 7 as long as it's supported, and then I think I'll go to Mac. But you know,
well, you're not alone there, Doug. And I think one of the challenges for Microsoft is they're touting this as being for your PC, your phone, your tablet, all kinds of future devices, your gaming device. But you know what?
Well, they have to do that because otherwise they go out of business. Who's going to pay any attention to them?
Well, yes.
Right?
But if a large part of the appeal of Windows 10 is that you can use it across multiple devices,
mm-hmm.
how many people actually have a Windows phone? And how many people are going to give up their iPhone or their Android phone for a Windows phone? This is a real problem.
What would be an example of a Windows phone?
Well, they have a line of their own phones called Lumina and other companies.
When did you ever see anybody using a Lumina phone?
But that's my point.
Hello.
You do occasionally see someone use a Windows phone, and then when I see someone using a Windows phone, I look at them and I wonder, what's wrong with that
person? Okay, you want to hear something really funny? You know, I use a flip phone, a G2Z Casio flip phone, and I've had three of them. And when they, I have a smartphone, I have the iPad, I have all the things, the tools, and I've been using the smartphone more, but I don't want to depend on it because I think you can become dependent on it. So I ordered a new flip phone yesterday to replace the one that I have, this is getting dusty and not working, so I got a new one.
So have you heard about the LG Gentle?
No.
It is a flip phone that runs the Android operating system. So it has a keypad just like a regular flip phone, big numbers. It is
really?
A phone keypad, and then you can use it's larger than a traditional flip phone, but it also then has a touch screen, but it flips open. I actually think for a lot of people, maybe
you
myself
send me
included,
a picture of the information.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very interesting idea of bringing back the best features of a flip phone because it was great as a phone.
Yeah,
and then the screen for smartphone functions.
I'm all excited. Yeah, it was great.
It is. I find it very utilitarian. Small, put it in my pocket. The trouble is it gets dirty on the farm, and after a couple of years it doesn't operate.
Just feed it to a goat.
Thank you for that. I'll remember that. Okay.
Woohoo!
About Microsoft Windows 10. Yeah, that's it. Greg Stebbin here to lead us informationally in the technology.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.